Dead End Hip Hop, mid-year review. Every year we do it. So 2013 mid-year review, Dead End Hip Hop. My top five in order. Number five, I have Yellow Wolf, Chunk Music Returns. Number four, I have Mr. Motherfucker, Esquire, Kesmet. Number three, I have Knowledge, Brain Power. Number two, I have Big Crit, King Remembered in Time. And number one, the homie, Logic, Welcome to Forever. So, all right, so on my top five, y'all already know how I felt on Yellow Wolf. We did the review, so I'm not gonna go too far into that. I feel like you brought it back. Great job, Yellow Wolf. Mr. Motherfucker Esquire. I think that the majority of us really liked it. It was in three of our top fives. I got you, pimpin'. Exactly. God damn, you see this old ass nigga right here, man? What the fuck is he doing? Look, man. Mr. Esquire made three of our top five. We haven't reviewed it yet, but I think it's a solid possibility we're going to do it, so I'm not going to go too far into it. Woke up this morning feeling like that nigga. That's my shit, guys. That's my shit. Knowledge, Brain Power. So this is the one I wanted to go a little bit in depth in because I doubt that we're going to review this motherfucker, but Knowledge is from Chicago. I didn't know this guy.
You're from Kiss in the Hall?
Huh? I didn't know his name.
Oh, it's that Knowledge.
Yeah. So, I remember in the digital versus physical, we were talking about, you know, going through album covers and picking out shit based on album covers. I almost downloaded this motherfucker based on the fucking Pinky and the Brain nigga on the album cover. I was like, damn, this shit's dope. I didn't download it at first until I went to the track list and I seen some credible artists. I'm like, damn, all right, let me download this shit. I listened to this shit. I'm from Chicago, born in... not really raised, but I was born there. I know the streets. I've been there. And this mixtape took me directly back to Chicago. The vocabulary, the words, the beats, the jazzy instrumentals, the riding shit. It was so Chicago. It took me so back that I'm like, holy shit, this is my motherfucking mixtape right here. And I also put a couple of my dudes on from Chicago, and they bumping this shit hard too. They agree with me. Big Crit.
Wait, before you go any further, did you not listen to Kids in the Hall at all?
I didn't know that's who it was.
You should go back and check them out. I haven't heard about the mixtape. I don't know if it sounds like Kids in the Hall, but...
Hey. I was just about to say...
Just listen to Driving Down the Block. That's my shit, Driving Down the Block. My Low and Theory tape being playing number six. Show Business is my shit. That's my...
Listen to Kids in the Hall,
I have some Kids in the Hall shit. I didn't know that was him. Big Crit, Remember in Time. Y'all already know, man. I'm a Big Crit stan. Y'all done seen the interview. And Logic, Welcome to Forever. Goddamn. Look, I gave Ken the review I did. Had some technical difficulties. He's going to do something with it. I don't know. So I don't know when he's going to post that or do whatever he's going to do with it. But I love that project. Why? Because I feel like Logic gave you everything. He gave you the lyrical side. He gave you the commercial side. He just gave you everything. Beat-wise.
Me on that tape. You talking to me. That's my Logic.
Hey, goddamn, I do love Logic, and I'm a Logic stan too. He ain't make my list last year. He made my list this year.
That's right, I'm not making amends.
He goddamn dropped a dope ass project. And the one question I have is for this old nigga, Czarface number one.
All right, this is King, and this is my top five albums of the year so far. Number five is Uncle John, the Gold EP. Number four, R.A. the Rugged Man, Legends Never Die. Number three is Ghostface, Killer, and Adrian Young, 12 Reasons to Die. Number two, Esquire, Kismet. And number one, Czarface. Why should I have this?
Why is it number one? That was the... So it was better than R.A. the Rugged Man?
Didn't I list it number one? I don't have to say anything else about it. Everything I have to say about that album is in the review. You have questions, go watch the review. Damn. I have nothing else to say. Damn. That's my top five.
Like,
Killer, I got some for you.
I ain't gonna get confused.
I didn't know you liked it that much.
I didn't get that from the review that you loved it like that.
I didn't
Really?
No. That you loved it, like it was the best project that you heard?
Yeah, I listened to it back again, and I was like, yeah, same thing.
Really?
You guys didn't pick that up?
I kind of picked it up from you a little bit.
That's cool. I mean, I picked up that you liked it. I didn't, you know,
loved it.
Number one.
Best shit you heard.
All right.
Yeah, so far, yeah. Now, I think if there's one I want to kind of elaborate on a little bit is the Uncle JT. He was actually on the Dead and Hip Hop Approved mixtape, and that's one that I've actually had a chance to listen to. In my list, I called him Uncle John because he kind of go by that on the tape.
Ankle,
but
it's ankle, it's like ankle.
He said uncle, uncle.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he pronounced
it. He spelled
it.
That so weird.
But he spells it weird. Yeah, I think probably just because Uncle John may be taken. But nah, man, I think this is a guy, man, that we, you know, he submitted a song for the mixtape. You know, we checked it out. He made the mixtape, of course, and he's been really feeding stuff to B, and B was sending it over to me, and, you know, we would just kind of go back and forth about, you know, this guy and his work. And one thing I like, you know, and this, the Gold EP that he put out is some of his older work, but it's just, man, this shit to me is so good, man, because this guy just kind of just gets it, you know. And the production he raps over is good. He has an aggressive style, which is really good, that I like. I like kind of some aggressive MCs. And, you know, even throw in some conscious stuff here and there, too, as well. So it's on the deadandhiphop.com website. If you guys want to check it out, go check it out. Yeah, I think you guys might like it. But that's really the only one I wanted to elaborate on because, you know, I know a lot of you probably never heard of the guy. So, yeah. Everything else, I think, it's in a review. If I don't want to, go watch the reviews if you want to know, you know, more in-depth analysis on some of the other shit we named. Just go watch the review.
Like an introduction, like, yo, what's up? This nigga 430. That's 430 since they call me 430 now. Give me all my mid-year top five projects so far. My favorite project so far in 2013. Start with number 5 is Czarface. Number 4 is Varf Dater, Tice Nitties. Number 3 is Demigods, Killmatic. Number 2 is R.A. Rugged Man. And number 1 is Tall Black Guy, 8 Miles to Monarch. Yeah. I threw a monkey wrench in my number 1 in my top 5 so far, which is Tall Black Guy, 8 Miles to Monarch, which is an instrumental project. And I actually reviewed it on my channel, Beezy Review Beats. And yeah, I think for someone to make an instrumental project.
On your channel? You got a channel?
Yeah, I have a channel, man.
What's that shit called?
Beezy Review.
There's levels to this shit, boy. There's some levels to this shit.
Yeah, I reviewed, you know, if you watch my review on this project on my channel, Beezy Review Beats, I pretty much went, I could have went on about 25 minutes on this project, but how he told a story just through music, just instrumentation, I thought was amazing. I said, before this project, Rock Creek Park was another one that had wowed me, like, had me floored, you know. And and this project, I think I had text Ken, I was like, man, this is my album of the year. I've been playing this album literally, like, almost every, I play at least 3 tracks of it at least every day. Like, I play something from it every single day. I gotta hear it every day, whether I'm on my way to work, if I'm going back home from work, I play it at some point of the day. That's I'm gonna right. play it sometime today before this day is over. You know, I play it every time. I don't even have a favorite track. Every day is a different track is my favorite track.
Yeah, so. But tell them, if they want to know what you think about the project, where do they need to go, B?
I would like to know too, B.
If you want to know what I thought about this project, go to youtube.com, what's that, /? / BZ430, BZ Review Beats. I reviewed this project about almost a month ago or whatever. But more videos coming. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Check me out.
Who else did you have on your list?
I had this group. This MC. He's a part of the NASA 8 called Varf Dater. Tice Nitties. That project, it caught me by surprise.
You reviewed that too, right?
Yeah, I reviewed it on the Dead and Hip Hop website, actually, and on my channel as well. But it was for the website. That was one of my first, I think, one of my first solo reviews. Mm-hmm. I think. But yeah, I thought the production was very creative. The MC is very creative because he's a producer and an MC as well. He pretty much produced majority of the project, and I thought it was pretty fly, man. That's another one of the projects I play a lot, quite often. So that had to go on my. I think that was number 3 or 2. No, number 2 was R.A. Rugged Man. But yeah, I think that was like number 3 or something. And another one I'm surprised I haven't reviewed yet. I don't know if because me and Mike was deciding who was going to do the solo review of it, was Demigods, Killmatic. I think that's when you did your LB.
Is that on your list just now?
Yeah.
You didn't hear me say?
I didn't hear you say that. Yeah, that was on my list. That one, I'm surprised I haven't. I might still do a solo review on that one as well.
Yeah, you can have that.
I think I was just still kind of, me and Mike was trying to figure out which projects we was going to review, so that's why I haven't got to that one.
My top five list of 2013. Number five, Ill Bill, Grammy Awards. Number four, Sadistic, Flowers for My Father. Number three, Young Fathers, Tape 2. Number two, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, Kismets. And number one, Are the Rugged Man, Legends Never Die. That's it. Yeah, Young Fathers, they're... Yeah, I can't see... I think they're from Scotland. I don't think you guys would like them too much. They're really experimental. They're not like Death Grips or anything, but they're definitely off the wall. And a lot of people might even say that the album is not totally hip-hop, but we're not going to have that debate. It's just when I downloaded this shit, I could not stop listening to it for like a week straight. I think kind of helps the album's only like 25 minutes long. But yeah, that album fucking blew me away. If you want to take an experimental trip, go check it out. Don't get mad at me though if you don't like it. I do want to say this though, and a lot of people might disagree with me, but 2013 so far has not been an extremely impressive year for hip-hop for me.
I do not disagree.
Yeah? Nope. It didn't take me long to put this top five together. When we first started talking about this, the only reason I asked about it being a top three is because I didn't have a top five. I only had three that really, really blew me away. It wasn't really hard to add the last two, though. I will talk about the Ill Bill Grammy Awards, which I reviewed on the Dead End Hip Hop website. The album is extremely dope. Ill Bill, I mean, I'm not even going to get into it. Just go watch the review. Same with the Sadistic, Flowers for My Father album. I thought the album was absolutely amazing, and it really went, I don't want to say it went unheard, but it definitely went underappreciated. Not enough people listened to that album. You know, all you guys that are big later era Idea fans or Atmosphere fans, you know, I really think you'd enjoy this album. Let me talk about the Esquire real quick. So I had that shit downloaded from the second it dropped. But I kind of put it to the side because I had so much other shit going on until last Tuesday. I was talking to Modest Media and Ken, and they were talking about how good it is. So I was like, you know, let me go ahead and listen to it finally. And since Tuesday, it has not left my iPod. I mean, everything Mr. Esquire does, I love. But this mixtape, I'm going to quote Rod. He said, this shit sounds like an album. This shit does sound like an album. I don't even know why this is a mixtape.
Right.
This needs to be an album. This needs to be something that I give this man $10 for. You know, this is a great project. I'm not sure what's going on with his release, his debut. I don't know if something's fucked up with the record company. He's signed to like Warner Brothers or something like that. Say again? It could be Universal. I don't fucking know. They're all the same to me. But that's a fucking amazing album. It's crazy to me how this dude just gets more and more creative as he goes along. Like, this album, the production is so atmospheric and airy, and he's still spitting that crazy, raw hood shit, but he does it so well.
We gotta review it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Y'all got some exclusive shit. Some exclusive shit right
some
now.
Extra shit.
Some extra shit. Yeah, that's some bonus shit.
And then the RA, you'll see that on the review. That's definitely my favorite album of the year. Now, it's probably very good that we did this now, because I'm pretty sure that all of you motherfuckers would have been knocked out of the park by Run the Jewels.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
But,
didn't I say that?
You know, just saying. Because I'm an LP stan.
I have a question. Nothing for Chance, because you were really high on that album. And yeah. I know you and I were talking earlier this week. And
Mike just said he had no honorable mentions. I had honorable mentions. For me, 2013 has been a pretty good year for hip-hop. I disagree with Mike on that. Yeah. I have some honorable mentions. If I was able to put out my honorable mentions, Chance the Rapper would be there. Jared Evan and Static Selecta would be there. Boom Bap and Blues, that was an amazing project to me. I listen to that. I wouldn't say daily, like B listens to that instrumental joint, but I definitely listen to it weekly. That's grown man music right there. Yeah, man, I had four or five honorable mentions. Chance was one of them. Jared Evan was one of them.
So what are you looking forward to?
The rest of the year?
What you thought I meant?
In 2 years from now, what do you hope happens?
Right.
Man, honestly, I'm just being a sponge. Like, I don't care what comes out. I've been listening to a lot of hip hop this year. That's the reason why, like, for me, hip hop hasn't sucked this year for me. Cause I've been listening to a whole bunch of shit I probably wouldn't even normally listen to. But I'm really not anticipating anything. Like I want to see what Drake does. You know what I'm saying? I know you don't give a fuck about Drake, but I definitely want to see what Drake does. Hey, he's gonna suck for you. He did. I haven't even listened to all them shit.
I know I saw one.
I saw Falcone tweeting that shit. Shout out to Falcone.
You know, after Schoolboy Q's last album, I'm kind of curious to see what he does. You know, with this next album that he has dropping. Of course, I want to hear Run the Jewels that's dropping. So, but that's about it, man.
Nobody's curious in the Magna Carta, the Holy Grail.
No, I'm not.
Actually, I am kind of.
I'm not three, so I'm kind of interested. A little bit, because that commercial interest, that commercial did capture my attention a little bit. Yeah, the one he dropped during the finals. Yeah. For his album.
I don't watch basketball, so he wouldn't know.
Oh, that's the thing you're talking about the phones.
Yeah. Because someone asked me that. Do you think that's revolutionary? I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Samsung did some shit.
He did that with No Kid with the Black Album, though.
Oh, did he?
He did something similar like that with No Kid with the Black Album.
All right, Sophie, what you looking forward to, man?
I'm looking for if we had Run the Jewels. I'm looking forward to see where Danny Brown's gonna go after after XXX. I'm
what
definitely.
About J. Cole and Kendrick's?
I don't think that's coming out, man. To be honest with you, I don't think
J. Electronica.
Cole was pushing it on the radio. I'm just saying.
I don't know, but I'm interested. Like I said, Danny Brown. J. Electronica.
Man,
J. Electronica, you stupid as hell.
What happened?
He said J. Electronica.
Oh.
I'm also looking forward to Odyssey. He has another instrumental project dropping with Mellow Music Group coming out, and him and 14KT dropping an instrumental project, Dimes and Nickels. So I'm looking forward to hearing that project. Who else? But yeah, definitely Danny Brown, though. It's like, well, coming from XXX, you know, where are you gonna go with this next project? So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Hopefully, if LZI drop his album, I don't think it will.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to. I know when he dropped Blue Widow like late last year, and I'm thinking it was coming.
The Alchemist project.
Yeah. Oh.
You and I were talking about earlier.
Oh, Alchemist Rossi Marciano. Yeah, shit. God damn, I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, Alchemist and Rossi Marciano dropping the project together.
He's doing one with somebody else too.
Alchemist is?
Yeah. Is it?
Evidence.
Yeah.
Damn, shit. Name. I forgot about that. Yeah, I know. Catch me on the spot. So that joint. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Rod, give me that wrap up look, so I'm gonna be real quick. Yeah, what I'm looking forward to, Run the Jewels, definitely. That's probably at the top of my list, which comes out next week.
Next week.
So, the new Dessa album, definitely. The new Hieroglyphics album, definitely. Cage is supposed to be dropping something at some point this year. Hopefully, he actually does it. I'm interested in the Danny Brown album. Eminem says he's dropping an album this year. Which I'll be very interested in hearing what that's like. I don't care about I don't care about hearing Big Sean's album. That's pretty much. Wait, Big Sean and M are collabing? Oh God, are you serious?
Oh God,
why is Big Sean and Eminem collabing?
Detroit,
that's horrible.
Hey, they understand.
That's
already.
Oh my God.
Hey,
that's like.
That is
pre-judgment.
Hey, look, man. All I'm saying is, I feel like Big Sean stepped up on that Detroit remix. I mean, Detroit mixtape.
But did he step up high enough to hang with M?
I look, say, look, for me, Big Sean has been tolerable on that. I can listen.
Tolerable.
Because I'm not gonna give him good or great. I'm not gonna give
That's
him
what
that.
I'm saying. So
but because
why?
He got to put more stuff that I like. That was. The
I'm
first
agreeing
one
with
I
you.
Like.
What I'm saying is, Big Sean and M collabing.
Wait, Detroit was good enough. To make you anticipate an Eminem and Big Sean
right,
collab.
That's what I'm confused about.
When I saw the pictures and him tweeting or M tweeting or whatever, talking about that they in the lab collabing, I was like, holy shit.
Scratch your head?
A little bit.
If I sent you a picture of me on a skateboard in a Lamborghini, I said I was racing, would you be interested in it?
I want to see the YouTube.
Because it would be funny. Because this is Big Sean. Oh, shit. This motherfucking car is fast as shit.
This is Eminem.